have already been touched upon, but I haven't really understood the answers provided. Firstly, on the legal status of the Convention on Economic, Social and Cultural Rights in Domestic Law, from a strictly legal point of view, can a lawyer, when appearing before a judge, make an explicit reference to a violation of a right protected under the convention? If the lawyer alleges that, what would be the outcome? What kind of legal penalty could be imposed for such a violation? Secondly, I've got a question about the optional protocol which provides for certain remedies, and I would like to know what are your reasons for not wishing to ratify this kind of mechanism. Just to remind you, the optional protocol would provide an international remedy in important areas such as rights to health and education, gender equality, the right to a clean environment, amongst others. So what are your reasons for not ratifying it? What are your reticences? And sometimes I think that governments are too quick to say that they haven't really considered ratifying it, but we'd like to know what are the deep-seated reasons for not ratification in a country such as yours, which generally is a star pupil when it comes to ratifications. So what are the reasons behind this position? Is it an economic or legal position because of your legislation? We'd like to work together with you in order to remove your fears. Thank you very much. Mr. Windfuhr, you have the floor.
Yeah, hello, and also a warm welcome from my side to the whole delegation.